In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today we're reading from a book which is called the Book of Sirach. It's also referred to as the Book of Ecclesiasticus. Do not confuse this with the Book of Ecclesiastes. They're two different books. And it's of a particular type of literature in the Old Testament called wisdom literature. You know, there are all sorts of different books and different kinds of books in the Old Testament. There are histories, you know, things like Genesis and Exodus and Chronicles, you know, the things that recount events which happened to the children of Israel. Then there are the books of the prophets, which give both events in the prophets' lives and in their ministry, and also the prophecies which they gave. And then there is the unique book of Psalms, which was the songbook of the temple in Jerusalem. And then there's the wisdom literature, which is a whole bunch of things which were meant to convey, as you would take it from the title of the kind of literature, to convey wisdom, smart stuff, wise insights into following God. And sometimes this can take the form of little brief wise sayings, proverbs. You know, we have a book just called Proverbs. And then there's the wisdom literature that reflects upon events and prophets and, you know, people. You know, the Book of Sirach will do that itself. And then most often the wisdom literature reflects on what it means to be righteous, what it means to be a follower of God, or to fail to do that. And then today what we have is the Book of Sirach speaking about wisdom. And it refers to wisdom as a person. And this is not strictly speaking true. This is, again, a type of literary device called an allegory, when you present an abstract idea as if it were a person. And in this case, wisdom is a lovely lady, and she's bedecked with her jewels and everything because she is awe-inspiring, because she will give great goodness and life to those who follow her. And she's beautiful because wisdom is attractive. Now, this does not mean that up in heaven there's a Lady Wisdom sitting there. What it does mean is this is an effective way of thinking about wisdom, in much the same way that here in the United States we have Uncle Sam. I hate to break it to you, there is no Uncle Sam. Never has been. He's a personification of the United States. You know, England has John Bull. France has Marianne. And there are also other personifications. Lady Liberty, the Statue of Liberty. Never was a person named, well, there are people named Liberty, but there was not that one. And so don't go looking for a person of wisdom, but rather see wisdom as something which is a gift from God, which leads us to God and helps us to follow in his path. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.